Hello, this is Father Randy Sly with another installment of Day by Day, where each day we take a look at a reading from Holy Scripture found in the Daily Mass. And today is Monday of the second week of Easter. Today, however, is a special solemnity. Today is the Solemnity of the Annunciation, and this particular solemnity is one that has been moved. The Solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord is normally held on March 25th, but since that was during Holy Week, it was moved until after the octave of Easter. So we celebrate it today, celebrating the time when the angel brought that wonderful message to the Blessed Mother. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth your relative has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, 9 months before Christmas Day, we have this wonderful solemnity where we again are reminded of the miraculous birth of our Lord that would take place 9 months earlier, but that at this announcement, this then becomes the moment in history when all is made ready for the coming of the Messiah into the world. Gabriel comes to Mary, and she's, in Nazareth, where she is living. She's been betrothed to Joseph, which means that they are legally married, but she has yet to move into her home, and they have not really completed the marriage rites, which is yet to be done. And so this is one of those times where, again, as Mary hears the message of the angel and she is told what is going to happen, that her first answer is, "How can this be?" And it isn't that she disbelieves. That's the difference with Zechariah's, his response and hers. It wasn't, "How can this be," in terms of unbelief, but, "How can this be, because I have yet to have any relations with a man." In other words, Joseph and I have not completed our marriage. And so this is where, again, Gabriel lets her know that this is going to be a special type of pregnancy. The Holy Spirit's going to overshadow you, and the child will be called the Son of God. In other words, it isn't just that there would be an anointing on this child, but rather this child will be fully God and fully man. A unique mystery in the history of the world. The incarnation is such an amazing thing. And again, Gabriel lets her know that something special has already happened to her cousin Elizabeth, that she is already pregnant in her late age. So there is already one miraculous birth, but this one is the one that is particularly in the heart of God in terms of moving mankind forward toward salvation. And so again, she, in listening to what he has to say and the unique circumstance that is about to happen, utters those words that open up everything. And she says, "Behold, I'm the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." So it went from, how can this be, to let it be. And with that let it be, then the angel departs, the Holy Spirit does his work, and Mary begins her journey as the mother of God. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. There's so many things that we could ponder on this wonderful solemnity. We could ponder again those wonderful words that we pray every time we pray the rosary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. And here in this, it is, hail favored one, the Lord is with you. And it is again a greeting that involves a qualitative response, that you are favored of God, you are full of grace. There is a work going on in you from God already that is going to bring about the future of mankind as the Holy Spirit overshadows you in just a little while. What an amazing greeting. And she was greatly troubled, again, because of the qualitative nature. It wasn't just, hello, but it was a greeting that puts her in a unique situation, that this angel is giving her a special position, a special place, a special recognition. And again, he announces to her the intentions of God. And thanks be to God, she responds, let it be done to me. In other words, I am willing to participate. And with that, not only was her life altered, but her eternal destiny was set in a different way, to be the mother of God. And that would not only provide her with a unique place here on earth, but with a unique place in heaven. So may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.